Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning. I mean, good evening. This is Great Inferno again. 9 o'clock and on Sunday, April 26th. Tonight's going to be a special night because I want to talk about what matters most. I want to talk about this almost pandemic. Talking about, the swine flu. I just want to talk about it. So much things to know. A lot of people misinform about this, and I think people should be aware on what's going on as far as like health and what's going on around the world. Well, actually, it's a worldwide pandemic going on right now. There's about a couple of people died already in Mexico, and some other places, and I'll tell you that in a little bit. I'm going to be opening up some lines here in a couple of minutes, so if you guys want to join me, 347-884-8125, or you can go into the chat room and chat with the Great Inferno, or listen live. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Great Inferno, and I should be there waiting for you, and we're going to be talking about this Obama bug. I mean, the swine flu that's been going around. We'll tell you how to track them and pretty much, just give you all the awareness and we'll dissect them. We'll go from A to Z. And what is this swine flu? What is this about and why you should be aware of? I think this is really, it's a good time to know, and so you can pass those around, and not the swine flu, but the knowledge of. And first of all, I want to congratulate those who have birthday today. My Facebook and MySpace friends, happy birthday to you all, because without you, I will be a lonely, lonely man in my bedroom. Okay, that's enough. That's just annoying. And what else was I going to say? See, I forgot. Let's open up some line. We'll go with the 0764. You are. One second. Bear with me. All right. You're on air. 0764. You are on the air. Welcome to the Great Inferno Show. 0764. Come on in.
Hey, how's it going? This is Destiny. Destiny Taylor.
Destiny Taylor, what's going on, man? It's raining in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pouring down pretty hard, man.
Pretty much, all right. Well, hang on tight, man. We're going to be talking about this swine flu thing. Are you worried? Are you just scared to death about this swine flu?
Not really, because I heard of, the bird flu going around. It didn't kill me yet, so I'm not really, concerned about it.
Right. You are right. This is not the first time. For the callers out there, this is not the first time about the swine flu thing, but so you should stay calm and just get informed. Just be informed about everything and then take the precautionary steps, to avoid that. And you're right, Destiny. That's right. And 9928, what you got?
Hey, buddy, it's Pinto. How's it going?
Pinto on the Pinto playtime. What's going on, dude? I'm scared here. I'm sitting here in my bedroom, the dark bedroom, and I'm just scared to death about this swine flu. Are you?
No. Actually, I think I'm good. I'm not feeling the swine flu.
That's good. That's good, man. Pinto, that's good because I'm scared to death, man. I even I locked my bedroom and I put padlocks in my door, and I haven't been out since 3 days now.
You're wearing your hazmat suit.
Yeah, I've been wearing my Batman suit, and you know, just in case, man. You'll never know.
My own little bubble.
But I'm glad to hear that you're not scared, Pinto. What about you, 3797?
I was kind of concerned because I just got a good deal on some pork chops yesterday, and I'm like, I'd like to call the store and see if they're from Mexico.
No. Just the listener out there, actually, is not, you know, cannot contaminate your pork. You know, that doesn't jump from there to there. So, no, it's not, you know, I mean, yeah, it's from the live pig, if that's how that's spread. Now, I don't think you're going to get that from sleeping with pigs either, but I don't know. That's just nasty. But anyway, let's go back with you, Taylor, Destiny Taylor.
What's up?
So, I mean, do you work? You work, don't you? I mean, do you have
work.
Like any other like people that've been to Mexico? Mexicans? No, that's just because they're Mexican.
Not the Mexicans.
Right. I'm not trying to be racist here. I do apologize. I'm just trying to make jokes and stuff like that. But it's, I know anyone that's been to like Mexico or anything like that should be locked up right now. You know, your family, anything like that? Anyone that you know from that's been in Mexico recently?
Oh, no? I don't know, this guy. He comes down every once in a while to talk about he goes to Cancun, Mexico, and eat all this pork, whatever. I feel bad for him now.
They eat up this pork. I hope it's not Muslim, because that's bad for them.
He's breaking all the rules.
Right. So, Pinto, anyone that you know that's been to Mexico?
No, actually. Seriously, nobody that I know of has been to Mexico.
And, being in South Side Chicago does not count, okay? So that's...
What? I mean, somebody done told me it counted. I'm going to find them. They lied.
Somebody told you you're in Mexico.
Somebody told me I was in Mexico on the south side of Chicago.
Right. Well, the south side of Chicago. Now, New Mexico does not count either, okay? It's the old Mexico.
Ah, dude, you're just bursting my bubble all night tonight.
He does not count. What about you, Don Poe? Anyone you know has been to Mexico?
I don't know. One of our customers said her husband was going to go in April, but I don't know if he ever made it there.
Oh, okay. So is
he
back? Well, this is just recently.
Yeah.
Yeah? Hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll have to ask her, maybe.
That's not... you don't want to ask her, then you might offend them. Let's wine flu, okay? You guys, you know, you probably know the avian influenza, you know, the bird flu and all that. Forget that. It's wine flu that could ravage the world. Mexicans are warned not to shake hands over there in Mexico. They're not allowed to. They were warned not to shake hands in church and have been told to keep at least 6 feet of separation between each other. I think that's kind of hard to do. No wonder there's there are a couple Mexicans at Home Depot. It's kind of not, you know. Anyway, the separation from each other and to wear protective masks. Large public gatherings, that's going to be hard for them to do, such as sporting events, soccer, and concerts. They've been banned, and actually schools have been closing there. And, it's been the talk of the town. There are countless latent disease in hoes and rodents, birds, and cattle lying ready and willing and dead and willing to make a species leap to human. That's how, you know, flu just gets to travel. It's like from animals to human. And actually they mutated or they evolve and then they pass on to human. And now the swine flu is rising in Mexico and already taking the first inroads into the United States just across the border. So it's right there. Pinto, if they're coming, dude, you're gonna get it first because you're a champagne, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You make sure you let us know. You know, So if there's
yeah,
any...
I'll let you know if I, like, you know, grow a third arm or something.
Yeah, so people will say, what is swine flu, Alexis? Swine is a type of influenza virus present in pigs. Human infection is usually uncommon except among people who work and live closely with pigs. Dusty Taylor, do you live near the police station? Because that's what it says here.
Pretty much.
Okay, you don't want to stay close with the cops. Because, what is unusual about the present? What is unusual about this? The new strain is hybrid of swine, human, and avian flu viruses on the U.S. Centers for Disease Control Prevention, that CDC says it can spread from human to human, but the level of virulence is not yet clear. Let me go with you, Don, real quick. Are they just trying to say, you know, they're trying to say to calm down, you know, and take this precautionary steps? And people dying, people, hundreds of them, actually, 200 reported. And are they just trying to tell us to calm down just because? I mean, they don't want to create any chaos, right? Is that what they're trying to prevent?
Well, if they didn't...
Are they hiding something? Are they hiding something? That should be the question.
They mentioned the word pandemic in the news. They, you know, and when they say pandemic, usually it alarms people. So it's nothing to worry about. You know, they shouldn't even said that. I have a question. I don't know if you know anything about health and nutrition. Do you know anything about health and nutrition, host?
Maybe just a little bit, just a tiny bit. So what do you, go ahead. What do you know about that?
Well, it might be kind of a complex question for you, but about boosting the immune system, would that help to fight against that kind of virus?
If it's a live virus like that, if it's a hybrid, and actually it's, you know, I mean, if you have immune, if you have a strong, you know, like likely, you know, like immune system, I mean, the chances are, you know, less.
Okay.
Again, if you're going to get attacked with, you know, like those, an age, you know, like a lot of a hybrid virus like that, I think, you know, whether you have a good immune system, you will get it. Because you have, your body has to adapt to that. Your body has to create or develop the antibodies for the virus.
Okay.
You know, and if you have a good immune system, yeah, you're more likely to, you know, recover from that, you know, faster than a sick person. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, if you're a healthy individual, and you know, you're more likely to recover from that. If you're old, if you're a kid, if you're like children and old people, they're more likely to like to die from that. So that's, you know. So what was my question the last time? So you got me all thrown off here. All right, Pinto, let me go with you. Hey, thanks for calling, Dustin. By the way, you know, have a good day to you. Call back, all right, when you get a chance. Now, Pinto, let me go back with you. That, you know, do you think the officials are, you know, hiding something, or is something fishy going on here? What's your thought?
I think it's on the up and up. I think what you're seeing is all that's what's going on. I don't think I would love to just for fun play conspiracy theorist, but that's not me. So, you know, I think it's on the up and up.
Interesting. Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's, you know, they'd be stupid for them to hide something. You know what I mean? If it's right,
yeah.
if someone you know, created this type of virus or anything like that, I mean, they should, like, you know, I mean, tell the public, you know, don't be secrets from the public.
Right, and you know, living in here in Illinois, I could just blame the swine flu on Rob Blagojevich.
There you go. You got a guy to blame there.
That's
there.
Right.
Yeah,
I have a patchy for everything now.
Yeah, there you go. Doug Paul, so are you, is this going to prevent you from traveling? Let's say you want to take a vacation to Cancun. Hypothetically, say you have that, like, going on, like, maybe next week or something. I mean, with this, would you cancel your vacation just because of, you know, this incident or this thing going on?
Well, hypothetically, if Americans weren't getting kidnapped over there in Mexico, hypothetically,
and
this swine was taking away,
stuff like that,
probably,
yeah.
But right now at this point in time, and the you know, Americans getting kidnapped kind of keeping me away from that. You know, it's not a Lord's will for us. So anyway, right. so that's my question, my answer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is true, because you know, you got a lot of things to worry about in Mexico. You know, like the gang,
especially lately.
The gang cartels there. They, you know, the killings of gangs and kidnappings of Americans. This just recently, I think the swine flu is maybe the least that you have to worry about. Would you agree with me, Pinto?
Swine flu being the least worry about it.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah. I would agree.
Would you cancel your Cancun vacation trip?
Well, gee, I wouldn't cancel it due to the swine flu, because I don't think I'd be vacationing with, you know, swine, you know, unless it just, you know, gets out of control. But yeah, I'd probably cancel it now that I hear that Americans just get kidnapped willy nilly in Mexico.
Yeah, that's true. So I think that would be like the least you have to worry about. Now, I know that. Yeah, I mean, I went online already and did research on that, you know. And here's the things, couple steps that you can track this swine flu online. Listen up, because, you know, write this down. There's a lot of resources. Yeah, got your pen and paper, Pinto? All right.
I'm ready.
All right. Okay. So this research, this guy will help you better track.
Don't mind me.
Yeah, that's cool, man. So, and before we jump in this, I'm off the subject right now, real quick. I know you're a Blog Talk host, right?
Yeah.
Pinto? Okay.
Yep.
Have you ever run into a problem where, like, you set up a segment, you set up a show, and then all of a sudden, just, you know, you turn your switchboard on, and such, you have a show not until like 3 a.m. in the morning?
Have I had that problem?
Have you ever
had
that problem? Have you run into that? Yeah. Like,
no, actually, I haven't. That's odd. I don't know why it would do that.
It happens to me like a couple times now. I don't know.
I've had segments like reduplicate. Like, I've had two of the same segments set up, but no, I haven't had anything like that.
Oh, okay. Just wondering. Anyway, no. Back to the reality now. this guy will help you better track not only cases of swine flu, but it's other public health concerns as well. So number one, step one. Go to the WHO website. No, this is not a WHOville. It's the WHO Disease Outbreak News Center. Okay, it's called the World Health Organization.
You're talking about the band.
No, not the band. No, not the not touring versus the WHO or anything like that. No, it's the World Health Organization. They're actually the leading source for health and disease-related information. So if you're just looking for breaking news and major epidemics and outbreaks, visit their Disease Outbreak Center. Okay? Here is the thing. It's www.who.int/chr/don/en/. Get that?
I got it.
You liar. Anyway, number two, set up Google News Alerts. You know, if you want to get, like, email right away, it's like when there's an outbreak within your area, within your region, you should be able to get it, because Google News gets them all, okay? So this is one of the best way to keep up to date. On the recent changes, breaking news, Google News is once, Google Alerts is, it's, I use them, you know, multiple things that I use. Like, you know, stuff like how to get rock abs, you know, stuff like that.
I wish I could get those.
and when I get it, I instantly get rock abs. Now, set up a Google Alert. So with the keyword is actually swine flu, because S, the swine, flu. So to be sure you catch any major mention on the issue, because when they mention that in the news, the Google News Alert will actually get that email to you right away. You know, make sure you click on it says, "As what do you call that?" As it happens, so you get those right away. Number three, check the CDC travel notices for outbreak news alert. Okay, Harapinto, you know, you don't have to cancel. You don't have to cancel your Cancun vacation trip. So you can just go to, You can just Google CDC travel notices, and you should be able to get those. So if you look at the travel, check on that. The Center of Disease Control provides information on major outbreaks across the world and in the U.S. They actually determines whether or not an area is safe for U.S. citizens to travel. And also they have several levels of notices from minor cases to epidemics. Always check the CDC notices, though, before traveling, especially areas that may be affected with swine flu, okay? Got that, Pinto? You got that, Darn?
I got it.
Yeah. Step four.
I thought you were John Fisher, sorry.
Yeah. Fine. Step four. Find where the flu is spread with Health Map. Okay? There's a thing called Health Map. You can go to healthmap.org. And it's going to lay out this, actually powered by Google. It's going to lay out this huge map, this world map, that's going to tell you where the outbreak spreads and, you know, the cases, all that kind of stuff. And then take it several steps further. It's actually an aggregate news feed from the WHOville. From the WHO, WHO, not the WHOville. Actually, integrated Google News, ProMed, and elsewhere to map out all the disease outbreaks. It includes a heat index to understand how bad certain situations really are and the most recent related news items. So that's step four. And step five, stay calm. Yeah, because Great Inferno wants you to stay calm. So with those steps, Pinto, what do you think I missed out? Did I miss out anything on that or pretty much covered
it? Yeah, you know, dude, I think you did a fantastic job covering it. I feel safe now.
I think I missed out, like a Mexican friend with you. No, that's funny. Anyway.
You want to go to Cancun with me? Come on along, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, Pinto, if you're going to Cancun, Mexican, and it's one of the things is take a Mexican friend with you, take me with you, because I can pass to be a Mexican.
Ah, gotcha. I'll keep that
just,
in mind. I'll write that down. Take Mexican friend. Okay.
Because, yeah. I'm growing. Yeah, so, you know. Anyway, let's move on in here. Let's talk about, the Obama bug. Well, I'm saying that same thing of swine flu here. Now, let me go with you, Don. Why do you think, I mean, there's a swine flu going on now. Do you think this is, again, is another conspiracy to hurt Obama's administration?
No.
Okay. Was it just coincidence then?
Well, Obama's not the president of Mexico, so yeah.
Well, it's happening in the United States too, Don. Not just Mexico, it's originated, as I said, originated in Mexico.
Well, I don't really think that it's, if I think it was from Obama, it would have been originated in America. You know what I'm saying? I'm not
or Africa.
That, you know. Well, no.
He's an African-American. But, Well, you know, I mean, like politicians, you know, those pundits and all that, they like to associate that with, especially with, Obama's being in charge. And I think he's doing the best he can to, to stay calm and, not to people not to panic, what do you think, Pinto?
About, what
about
else is that?
About, yeah, do you blame Obama for swine flu?
I can just, I'll join the rest of everybody, and I'll blame Obama for everything, yes. Obama is,
what do you mean everybody?
Obama is
well,
at
like
fault for 10%, rain.
10% of the population in the United States? Come on.
I don't blame Obama for this. Honestly, the guy hasn't even been in office for, like a month now, maybe a little more. He seems like he's been picked on the most out of any president I can remember.
Right.
I don't know. You think so?
I think so. I really do.
I know President Bush was picked on quite a bit.
Well, he brought it on himself.
No. Actually, people wanted a war till they found out it's going to take longer than they thought. And then, you can't. Got to be careful what you ask for. That's what I think.
Well, That may be
That's a whole other topic. I want to talk about swine flu and associated with that. We can talk about Bush and, you know, and stuff like that in other segments. But what we want him to talk about, he's done. He's retired, you know. He did a lot of things, and whether you like him or not, he was our president. You know?
Yeah, that is true. But we'll all agree on that. He was our president. We'll agree with that.
Right, he was our president. Yeah, he did. So, now this one, back to the pigs. So they talk about over here that you know they wash your hands and. And, you know, make sure, you know, cover your mouth when you sneeze. And they're talking about if they are going to maybe develop another vaccination for this. Because they don't have any vaccination for this swine flu yet. I think it's being made. So what do you think about that, Pinto? Would you be the first one in line to get this vaccination?
Sure, why not? It's a free vaccination.
What about if it's not free?
Well, no. God, I'm not paying for a vaccination for that. No.
Oh, my God. just like, retracted it, like, just like that. It's not free. Oh, no.
I'll admit that. Yeah. I won't make any bones about it.
To be honest with you, I'm not going to go and then get it whether it's free or not anyway. You know.
Yeah.
What about you, Don? What do you think? Would you be the first one in line to get this vaccination, take your kids with you?
Well, the first step would be, one of the first steps, ask the Lord and to guide my husband with discernment whether or not to get it. And it would be up to my husband because, you know, he's the leader of the home.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was just like me personally, I don't really, like I said, I would pray about it, but I don't think that I will really get it because I just recently learned about how autism is developed and things, you know, how kids get autism and stuff, and I don't really want to have to get my husband and my kids, like, vaccinated unless absolutely necessary, you know. So.
Yeah, exactly. And let's say, the outbreak is in, like, just a couple of days, and if it's being made right now and it says they come out with it, like, next week, I mean, that is so new and it's just a better, you know, it's just a test version of it, I will not get it. It's just, you know, it's too good to be true because there's a lot. It has to be research and research after research. It has to be being done. Years can take up years to get research in that. If they're going to come out within like a month or less than that, screw that. You know, you do it yourself, and we'll wait a year and see how you turn out. Now let's get a caller 3944. I think this is Destiny again. Welcome back, Destiny.
Jeez, bro, I never knew you cared about me like that. Call me your Destiny.
Oh, my Destiny, Nathan Ava. Yeah. You're not Destiny. You're a nightmare.
I just got the name right down. It sounds like Pinto just for free drugs there. Would you like the free vaccine there, Pinto?
What's that?
It sounds like you just want some free drugs, huh? You're saying that if it's a free vaccine, you'll take it, but if you got to pay for it, I don't know about free.
Honestly, now that you bring that up, I thought about what I just said, and I was thinking, that probably came out a little wrong.
I'm for some free drugs. Why not? Oh, we got to pay
that came
for
out
it.
Extreme. Thank you for pointing that out. Yeah, that came out really wrong.
I just had to laugh about that.
That came out really bad.
Yeah, I did, Pinto. Shame on you. No.
I know. Poor shame.
Hey, dog, would you be the first one in line to take a couple girlfriends with you?
I'm not going to lie. I'm not one much for drugs whatsoever, good or bad. So, I get sick. I just kind of ride it out. So if pig flu comes around, maybe I'll just have to get some bacon and fix myself.
That's true. Yeah, you
get some retribution, you know. The pigs are killing us. Let's kill them and have some more bacon.
There you go. That's Write that down, Pinto. Write that down.
I'm writing down right now.
All right, let's.
Free drugs, Pinto, will go my way.
I'm not going to live this down, am I?
Not if I'm on the phone.
That's going to stick with you, Pinto, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Just having free drugs on the radio.
Yeah. Free drugs.
Oh, man.
All right. Actually, now let's move on, shall we? Because I want to talk about effects and about the swine flu. Listen up, people. Write this down, Pinto, okay? Write it down.
Okay.
So okay. Here's some facts about a virus and flu virus in general, okay? The virus is an influenza, A virus, carrying the designation H1N1, people. Get it right. Not H5N1. Not NCCAA. No, H1N1. Second, it is genetically different from the fully human H1N1. It's seasonal influenza virus. This has been circulating globally for the past few years. So that's different. This is a hybrid, and the new flu virus contains DNA typical to avian, swine, and human viruses, including elements from European and Asian swine viruses. So it's a hybrid. It's like all, you know, like
a Prius.
Like a Frankenstein of all viruses that I'll put together. Yeah. Oh, it's alive. So flu viruses mutate constantly, which is why the flu vaccine is changed every year. So with your question there, yeah, the flu vaccine changes every year. And they can also swap DNA in a process called reassortment. Most animals can get flu, but viruses rarely pass from one species to another. Another one here is from December 2005 through February 2009, 12 cases of human infections with swine influenza were confirmed. So this is not something new. All but one among people who had contact with pigs, not cops, the animal pigs.
Yeah, I had enough contact with cops this weekend. Jeez, don't need more.
I'm sorry. I do love our, you know, local cops and, you know, I do apologize in advance. I'm apologizing right now. I don't want to get an email. No email from me.
Hate mail's
coming. All right. Hate mail. No hate mail. Please. There was no evidence of the human-to-human transmission yet. That's what they're saying. If they, you know, let's hypothetically, if they go into that, be able to transfer from human to human, we're in deep trouble because that's how you spread a pandemic. That's actually one of the way back in the day when they had, you know, one of the Spaniards actually killed, I don't know, help me out with this history, Pinto. What killed that then? It's like way back in Ferdinand Magellan or anyway like that. So anyway, I don't even have my facts straight.
I failed history. I don't know why you're asking me.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, that's actually Europeans carry those flu over here. Let's blame it on the Europeans.
Okay.
Huh? No, not scurvy. It's the actually what killed the Mayans, you know, like no, it's the thing, same stuff that killed the Mayans. So if you know the answer,
measles or mumps or chickenpox.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what
I don't
blame the Europeans.
Yeah, chickenpox. Maybe chickenpox.
One of those, or all of those. Yeah.
If you know the answer, if you want to teach me history about history, I mean, I can Google that right now, but, you know, you can go, you can call 347-884-8125, you know, just help me out on that one. Nate Dogg, do you know the history of influenza?
Not a clue. I have no influenza about it.
That's funny. That's like, gosh.
I'm sorry.
So,
jokes are one of my fortes.
What's that?
Corny jokes are one of my fortes.
Yeah, exactly. So, back to, I asked him, you know, I asked Pinto and Don earlier about this Obama bug. I mean, would you blame Obama for this?
No.
Okay,
would you blame
good.
Bush for Hurricane Katrina? It just kind of happened.
Exactly. That's right. So you cannot blame. You can't play blame game for this, people. You know, enough of that. Just
I mean,
because Obama's in it. Yeah, that's right.
If I
go
saw
on.
Obama in a trench coat, like mixing up chemicals and all of a sudden holding up, aha, bird flu and pig flu, you know, maybe I'd blame him. But just because he's in office?
Yeah.
Why would we blame
no.
him for it?
Right. So that's not right, Pinto. What is going on? So I ask, I'm gonna ask you, Nate Dogg, like I asked Pinto and Don. I mean, with all this you know, news and the swine flu going on, I mean, hypothetically, if you know, let's say you have a trip to go into Cancun, would you cancel that just for the sake of, you know, not, would you be scared to go to Cancun?
Hey, did people get scared when spring break was going on and all these Americans and Canadians were getting murdered? No, they still went down there to party. there's a bird flu, I'm still going to party, all right? It's just how it's going to go down, you know?
And no swine flu is going to stop my partying.
You know, this is America's
that's right.
You know, I'm still going to go down there for spring break, so why not go down there with the pig flu, you know? Why not?
So this thing... All right, let's. The swine flu originated in Mexico, and you know a lot of people down there is actually scared to death. Actually, they closed the schools, and they were told not to shake hands. They were told to stay away from each other. You know, wearing gas masks or whatnot. Mexico, you know, it's like when you hear some swine flu, it gets curious this racial thing that goes Mexicans. Now, would you be scared to shake hands with Mexicans, Nate Dogg?
Oh, don't get me into the racist jokes.
Come on. Oh, my goodness.
I'm not going to be scared to shake a hand with a Mexican. You know?
Exactly. Don't be. Because, see, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to inform people, okay? So just, let them know why they should not be scared of Mexicans because of this wine flow.
I don't know. It's just, it's another...
I mean, do not... You tell them, I tell them they're not associated with this with swine flu. I mean, what about bird flu back in the day when, I think originated in China? Same thing. I mean, would you be scared of Chinese?
Get the phone number.
Why
would you not shake their hands? You're still going to try to get the phone number, so, I was trying to get Asian phone numbers when they had the bird flu. Why wouldn't I try to get a Latino's number with, the swine flu? Just be like, maybe we just have a second date till we get some contact here.
You'd be like, you can use that for your pickup line. You can use that for your pickup line, Nate Dogg. And just,
Hey, baby, it's okay.
You let them know the only flu I catch from you is the love bug.
Baby.
Plinto's writing that down, man. Plinto, you write that down?
No.
Yeah.
Well, that was horrible.
It's the love.
Funny, though.
There we go.
I ain't afraid of no swine flu, baby. Y'all from me.
All right. Let's go with you, Don, real quick, kind of thing. Now, let's God forbid, and say, one of your kids, just develop like this, flu-like symptoms, and the next day, in a couple of days, what do you think you should do?
I would definitely double up on the OPC3 that we carry, that we have in stock. I would be definitely giving them aloe, and I even have to get overnight shipping of the more bottles of aloe. Try to target definitely first of all pray for healing.
Uh-huh.
Then after that, try to target it from a health and nutrition point of view.
Right. Right.
And
so get the fever down and everything like
that. I need.
Mm-hmm. And also, I might add, might want to consult your, local clinic.
Mortician.
In a case like this, they want to know. You want to inform them and let them know maybe it is a swine, maybe it's a swine flu or not. So if you have if you develop any flu-like symptoms the next day or a couple of days, consult or contact a local clinic right away or a hospital so they can have that documented. So. And whether they gave you and you treat them just like you treat them just like the the influenza or anything, and make sure the fever is not doesn't go up and down and and stuff like that. I think there's two medication or things out there. I think it's the Teraflu or Teramaflu, something like that, and the other one is the
flu?
Something like that, or a crack cocaine. Just kidding. That'll cure everything. Let's go with you, Pinto, real quick here, and now you know how you track the swine flu and everything. I mean, would you share that information to others?
If I knew how to track the swine flu, would I share it? Yeah.
Yeah. Would you share it? Yeah.
I wouldn't share the swine flu if I had it. No. but I'd share information to keep people informed. Yeah, definitely.
Right.
If I know something, I'm definitely gonna tell my neighbor. Say, hey, look out for this sign and this sign. Yeah, definitely share it.
Yeah, would you run around your neighbor, banging pots and pans?
No, I'd run around with a sign saying the end is coming.
Yeah. What about you, Nate Dog? How would you inform people about the influenza flu? Oh, you don't even care.
I would, like we were talking about earlier, I would use it as a pickup line. Be like, hey, ladies, you know, go to the bar. Be like, attention, I know how to avoid the bird flu, the swine flu here. Why don't, you know, anybody who wants to know, you know, dudes, you can stay in the corner, just say no. But any girl that wants to know, just come on over to my house, and I'll teach everybody how not to get it.
Yeah. Tell them that you have the love.
You know what I'd do if I caught the bird flu?
What would you do? Yeah, what would you do if you caught him?
I would locate or contact the nearest mortician. Make sure I got a good slab on that table, let me tell you. On a nice warm one, you know?
Nice warm bed and, you know.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
You want to enter the dead living or whatever you call it, and, you know, a fresh table.
Okay. All right. Now, well, Nate Dogg, I mean, let's say you caught it. I mean, it was just, I mean, wouldn't you be like really worried? And you know, they might isolate you from partying, and you know, I mean, they'd probably lock you up because that's what they do. They like when they
quarantine
you. Yeah, quarantine you. I mean, they're not gonna let you out. I mean, what would you do?
I'd probably break out of the doctor's office and, you know, make sure they don't tell nobody, and I'd live the rest of my life, you know, the next couple of days.
In Mexico?
I'd just, you know, go have the time of my life, you know? If you were told you got, like, 2 days to live, what would you do? Would you sit in a corner and cry? I wouldn't.
No.
Well, I'll probably do that for a half hour, yeah, but...
I would do that as soon as I started to break out. My body starts slowing down, and then I would start crying. Otherwise, I'd go to Vegas...
Oh, my God.
Jump off a plane without a parachute just so you can see
if you know. I think that's irresponsible, Nate Dogg. Because if you, like, let's say if you have AIDS, you know, that can be a deadly disease. And people, and catch, you know, you can contaminate or, you know, pass this around by, you know.
Okay, maybe not like
STX.
Something that you could, like, give to people easily.
I mean, you can actually, if you have, you will aware that you have some kind of virus that can kill people, and you've passed those on, then a lot of people died. They can slap you, murder, dude. The multiple, you know what I mean? That's.
Well, if you're gonna die anyways, you know, you got like 2 days to live.
Well, knowing that, that's murder, man. Isn't it?
It's not like I would go out like I was, you know, death and be like, hand of God, hey, what's going on? You know how we had that fight a week ago? Bam, touch of God.
What about you? What about you, Kinto? What would you do? Let's say you have some kind of disease like this that can spread out human to human, and you know that you got 2 days or a couple days to live. I mean, would you isolate yourself from other people, or would you like Nate Dogg saying that you go to Vegas and have fun?
You know, I really honestly don't know what I do, and that's being very, very truthful, because it could be easy to say that I'd go out, have the time of my life. I really don't know, honestly, what I do. I would probably isolate myself. I really would. You know, be with my loved ones. You know, I'm sounding corny right now. Bear with me.
Catch up on your reading.
What's that?
Catch up on your reading on Dr. Seuss. I know I'm falling behind.
Yeah, definitely. But, yeah, I really probably would isolate myself and make sure I'm with my loved ones the last few days on Earth. Probably what I do.
I would probably do a Skype phone or something like that with my loved ones. Because, you know, maybe it affects somebody you don't know, but, you know, you don't want to take your family with you.
Well, no, no.
Right.
I love you guys.
Right, yeah.
That's. What about you, Dawn? What would you do? Let's say you, just realize that and the doctor told you, hey, you have this virus and you got a couple of days to live and it's, you can spread from human to human. So what would you do? Isolate yourself or, you know... What would you do, hypothetically now?
Well, hopefully I would pray first, and then I would probably text message my husband unless he's with me, and then depending if I had the kids with me or not, you know, definitely need Lord's help for that, and then consult my husband what he wants me to do, if he wants me to, like, stay in hospital, isolation room, you know, and, like, whatever they do with quarantine people, and... I mean, God can heal anybody. I mean, the Bible talks about he healed people with leprosy, and leprosy was like a disease, very catchy disease that, you had to leave your family and leave the, like, the town and everything and live in isolation. And, you know, Jesus Christ healed those people, so he's able to heal anybody. They have to say about that.
Yeah, that's actually, you know, I mean, if you have, you find out that, you know, you have a couple of days to live, I mean, any man or human being would, you know, would do that. Would, I mean, hopefully they would, but, you know, I mean, it's finding out, it's like, you really, you know, like, it's right in your, death is right in your face. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and it's unfortunate that that actually people are just waiting for that. Again, and I mean, this is not something to, you know, take, you know, for granted. I mean, it's just like, you can't, like, just push this aside. I mean, if there's a pandemic going to, like, let's say, I mean, we live in Wisconsin, so I live in Wisconsin, so let's say they start going to, like, you know, Missouri or whatever. And, I mean, there is something that, you know, we're going to be, like, in deep trouble, you know. So that's what I think. Here, let me go back to the facts, Bach, about the swine flu now. This is a huge number. Okay, it's like the record shows there's actually 250,000, between 250,000 and 500,000. And actually, you know, seasonal flu kills between that number globally in average year. That's a lot. You think about it. You know, globally though, you know, when a new strain of flu starts infecting people, and when it acquires the ability to pass from person to person, it can spark pandemics. So, again, you know, we have no records of showing it's spreading from person to person. So, I don't, you know, I'm not calling this a pandemic yet. But actually, the last pandemic was in 1968 and killed about 1 million people. That's a lot. You know.
I read about that, and like, some family used to, like, really eat a lot of honey, and that's, like kind of, like, antioxidant, and it really helped them to fight against that pandemic. Literally, their neighbors were dying, and they were the only family alive in the area.
Yeah, and all they did was eat honey.
Yeah, they had, like, their own beehive or something like that. They would have honey in their house. I don't know how they contained the bees, but that's, I was reading a story about that. I have a comment. Can I make a comment?
Go ahead.
And then that. You know, you were saying something about would you be afraid to shake a hand with the Mexican, you know? But really a sobering thought would be anybody that's to Mexico. So if you have any coworkers that went to Cancun during spring break, they could have brought it back with them. They don't have to be Mexican. Because
good,
I was
point.
Reading on my husband, my website, shoppingsuperhighway.com. You can look at the news there. And I was looking under, I clicked on the health tab, and it was talking about how there was, like, people, there's five people caught it on an airplane on the way back, and they got it, like, in Las Vegas or something, like Los Angeles, something like that.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, according to that article, it was contagious among humans. And there was, like, a 9-year-old and 10-year-old, but they ended up not being hospitalized, but they did have it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably thinking, what's next with this swine flu spread? Researchers and scientists and everyone says they're actually impossible to predict. Scientists have not yet figured out how to stop or how to prevent from spreading, because apparently, you know, it's spreading right now. What they can do, they tell you, is to just kind of, you know, wash your hands. Cover your mouth when you sneeze. Wash your hand with soap and warm water, lukewarm or whatnot. Again, if you want to do it, take the antioxidants, and take all the precautionary steps that that's available out there. I mean, that's what I would do, especially if you have kids that go out to, and it goes to the public school. You know, and going to the public, public places. Let's start with you, Pinto. I know that you go to public places like strip houses and strip joints. So,
well,
of course, do you think?
All the time.
Yeah. Do you? Let's say you go into the strip joint and you don't see any soap. You go to the bathroom, there's no soap. and you know, there's nothing in there to wash your hands and everything. Would you go? Would you still go to that place or talk to the manager and say, hey, you know, you got to put some sink and soap and water in there. What would you do? What would you tell them that?
When I go to the manager,
would you be mad and says, look, I'm a paying customer. I paid $2 for a lap dance.
Pretty cheap lap dance, but
well, there's a I don't know how much a lap dance, right?
But honestly, I probably would. I probably would say something, you know, say, hey, you know, I mean, it's a strip club, mind you, but I really like it to be a little more cleanlier than what it is, at least in the bathroom. I know probably out in the middle of everybody, it's not the most cleanliness, you know, clean, but at least, you know, when I like to, you know, use, you know, the John, you know, in the sink, I like it to be a little clean.
Right, yeah. So you might want to talk. Let's say, you know, listeners out there, you go into the public place and it's like there's no soap, no running water, or not to wash your hands or anything like that. I would talk to the manager or the owner and say, hey, look, you know, this is what the WHO or WHO people are saying, that, you know, they're actually breaking some kind of, you know, some kind of a rules there, because they do have to have that in there. So you probably, you know, walk in the strip joint, Pinto, you probably, you know, you would, you know, talk to them and you just walk out with your hooker, right?
Yeah. Hey, you ain't trapped me into nothing, buddy. You got me there.
Okay. Nate Dogg, I know that I messed up on that lap dance thing at $2, because I don't know when was the last time I've been to the strip joint. That was way, way back in the day when I was old knee. But I know that, you know, let's say you walk into, like, Baby Dolls, okay? And don't say that you don't know where Baby Doll is, but...
I don't even know what Baby Dolls is.
Okay.
Did not say that.
How about Cruisers? Was it Cruisers or Cruising Chubbies?
No, I'm not familiar with gay bars here, Frodo.
No, not Cruisers, it's Chubbies. Let's say, hypothetically, you take your boyfriend, Francisco, with you.
Oh, ouch.
Ouch. All right.
Going for a low blow tonight.
Okay, let's say you take your girlfriend and El Mundo, I mean, to a public place. Okay, I'm going to try to get to the point here. So let's say you get to, you know, like, what would you do, man? It's like you find no sink, you know, like the restaurants, no running water, no soap, you know. What do you do?
Well, if it has no soap, that's a guy's bathroom, all right, just straight up. And if it's a bar or a strip joint, yeah, most likely you're too hammered to even remember to wash your hands.
Right.
If it's got no running water, I don't know if I'd be at that place in general. It's got
exactly.
No running water.
I would not. Okay, and it goes back to my main questions here, and I think that's going to be the final question also. Now, when we go, well, let me go with Don real quick. What would you do to Don? You find that, you know, the establishment doesn't have running water or, you know, soap or anything like that to wash your hands with? What would you tell him? You talk to the manager, or you just kind of brush it off and say, hey, I'll wash my hands at home? Or bring your own, you know,
I would probably,
gel.
Like, bring my own. Like, for instance, if it's a grocery store, like, for instance, yesterday I was at a grocery
sink?
Store. chicken blood on my hand. And I'm like, now what? And I didn't have my hand sanitizer in my purse, so I ended up buying some so I could sanitize my hand.
Well, actually, those things, sanitizing is actually, let me correct you on that one. Sanitation, those, like a gel thing that smells like, you know, alcohol and, you know, and those actually kill germs, not viruses. So the best thing to do that to be running water, hot, you know, or warm running water is soap. So things out there, you guys carrying around those Purell or anything like that, please Purell, don't send me an email. That does not kill any virus or anything like that. Doesn't prevent you from that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, you should inform the airports of that because they have like those Purell or I don't know, it's Purell, but it's like some hand.
Well, they also have an option. They also give you a sink, an option to do that.
They may have a sink in an airport, but over there they said that, like, in with that airport I was just telling you about, you can view the article at shoppingsuperhighway.com, click on the health tab, and it was saying that, like, the airport said that they're prepared because they have, like, hand sanitizers located near the luggage, so they should be informed that, you know, what you just said.
I think they should be informed. But, you know, they probably argue to kill some virus. This kills not viruses, actually, this, you know, germs that kills that. But viruses, it's different. But anyway, I want to get into my main question here. Okay, Pinto, let me go with you real quick. You know, you went to the strip joint, no soap or anything like that. You just brush it off, no running water. Or you take your hooker with you, went home the next day. the next day, you know, you have this flu-like symptoms. And come to find out, you have, you know, just broke down with this influenza, with this swine flu. Next steps, would you file a lawsuit against that establishment, or would you win a case? Or would you, I mean, would you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to
do. I got you. I would have to see if that's where I actually got it from, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'd have to be sure if that's where I got it from. If that's where I got it from, then yes, I probably would, yeah.
And how would you even know that is where you got it from?
Well, you know,
you could have got that flu from that hooker you took home.
Yeah, you got me there. You got me there.
I got you again, Pinto. See
you
what I mean?
You got me again. I know. Yeah. Okay. Maybe not. But you got me. Say once
no,
to the great inferno.
Yeah, there's a case. I mean, you probably can bring, you know, you can take him to court. And
I probably wouldn't win,
you know,
though, but I could.
I don't think you would win because, you know, unless you catch that flu while you're sitting there getting lap dance, and, you know, all of a sudden you felt ill, and then you got this influenza the next day.
Yeah.
Huh? Maybe.
That's
maybe
a good point,
I mean,
sir.
That maybe you have a case, right?
Yeah.
If the stripper had those influenza, well, you know, that tell you what, that's property of the strip joint or the bar joint, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
I got you.
So, now, Don, real quick, would you do the same thing? I mean, I know it's not a strip joint, but, you know, let's say you went to a supermarket and there's no soap and water or anything like that. Next day, you got a flu. I mean, would you have a case if you, would you be able to sue them?
Would
you have a case if I lost them?
The only way to have a case is if more than one customer got, like if there was like 10 or more customers that all got sick and that was the one place they had in common that they went to.
Right.
And people would have a case. You have to prove that more than one person was there because, like, you know, and that they don't live together and that they don't associate, you know what I mean? They might say hi and bye here and there, but you know what I'm saying? They would have to be at that establishment that one day that they got sick, and that would be their common, you know, thing they had in common of why they got sick.
Write that down, Pinto. Write that down.
I wanted to say, can I use her answer as mine? That was a pretty good one.
Right. But anyway, we're going for a landing. Hey, Pinto, thanks for stopping by again, okay? We'll do this again sometime.
No problem, sir.
You know, if I get Block Talk Radio to coincide with my schedule here, I don't know, they keep giving me this 3 a.m., we'll definitely move this to a different time. But it's just sometimes, you know, they're not giving me 10 o'clock. And they're like, you can't have 10 o'clock. Anyway, but thanks again. And listeners, if you want to go to blocktalkradio.com/Pinto Playhouse, visit Pinto's and his new guy. Well, that sounds weird. and his new guy.
It's my sidekick, man. It's my brother. He helps me out.
Sidekick, I'm sorry. New sidekick,
my brother.
Rodolfo. Thanks again. Thanks, Don Poe. Your website, real quick?
ShopInSuperHighway.com.
All right. Once again, this is a great inferno. Thanks a lot for stopping by.